Okay, this is Akeisha with Distributor Services. We're going to go ahead and get started with our call today. Before we do that, I'm going to go through the announcements from The Voice, our weekly newsletter that's sent out every single Thursday to all of our distributors. Again, you don't have to sign up for this. You'll just automatically be subscribed to the list when you join as a distributor. But if you do change your email address or somehow get unsubscribed, you can resubscribe by just scrolling to the bottom of an old email and clicking on the envelope icon to sign up your new email address. Okay, first up with the 31st Halloween and month, and we do have some changes here around the office. We are going to do a potluck here, so you can come in and work with the corporate staff, but also celebrate Halloween with us. So come in costume, we're also going to bring the kids, we'll have prizes and treats for everyone. That will be from 10 a.m. till 3 p.m. Mountain Time on the 31st. And again, the 31st is Monday. Also, we will have phone support for month, and that'll be extended hours. So we will be, instead of just 8 to 5 p.m. on the 31st, we will do 8 till 7 p.m. By phone here in the office. But because of that, and to allow our staff to spend some time with their family and friends on Halloween, we will not have email support that night. Usually we do the 9 to midnight. We are canceling that and instead extending our hours on Halloween till 7 p.m. So make sure you wrap up your month end close. Any assistance that you may need from us, you'll need to get done by 7 p.m.
So let's make sure month-end close is still midnight Utah time. So any orders that go in online still count towards month-end close. It's just support will not be available by phone from after 7 o'clock, phone up until 7 p.m. Mountain time.
Correct.
Got it.
Okay. Also, we've updated a few documents in virtual office. You'll be able to find the Max Sampling Promo Tracker in your virtual office. If you go into the Build Your Business library, under Promotions, you'll find the Max Sampling Promo Tracker. Make sure you guys are using that as you're sampling out Skinny Sticks and Thrive. You're going to use that tracker to record the names of people who actually end up purchasing through the Max tracks that you're putting them in. Okay. Stephen Malin had a really great weekend in Phoenix.
Woohoo!
They are also headed out to San Luis Obispo Saturday, November 5th. So if you're in that area, you can RSVP by just sending an email to support@limitlesswwww.com. Okay. So we have our limited time offer on our sample packages. Right now, it's $257 for 30 samples. And again, that's Skinny Sticks and Thrive Powder. The final price on that is $289, so make sure you guys are taking advantage of that lower price. I will be announcing when that price increase will go into place. But again, $257 for the 30 samples. And those come individually wrapped for you. They come with a really great little card with supplement facts and whatnot, so it makes it really easy for you to give the product out to potential prospects and customers. We have our Nights on Broadway promotion that is going. This will be for our February anniversary event. Instead of doing brunch on Broadway as we've been doing for the past few fly-ins, we'll be doing Nights on Broadway. So it will actually be the Thursday night before the fly-in event. So make sure you guys are running at that. You can find the terms and conditions in the Build Your Business library of the back office. Also in The Voice, we have a quick link to it, so you can read over that. We wanted to recognize those who earned ladder bonuses. We had some really big ladder checks. We had Mario Sosa and Alexander Rosso. They actually hit their 25,000 OV ladder rung, so congratulations. Umandi Barrera hitting the 17.5. Robert and Hillary McLaughlin did 5,000, their second month in a row. Chris Charest at 5,000, and Steve Wilson with Fusion Marketing Group also hitting the 5,000 rung. Congratulations, guys. And those were all paid out on the 20th, so you should see all of those bonus payments in your ProPay account. Last, we have our holiday catalog, and it's a beautiful catalog we put together, a PDF up. You can print this. You can send the link directly to your customers. The nice thing is if you highlight over all of the different pictures, it'll take you right to the shopping part so someone can purchase by putting in your ID number there. Make sure you guys are utilizing that tool. You can find the link in the voice and also in your back office under the Build Your Business Library.
And three of the products in that catalog go on sale this week.
They do. Yep.
October 26th.
We will be sending out an email to customers and distributors about that. Okay, that is all I have for the announcements.
Let's go ahead and get started.
That's
so awesome. Well, we are super excited about our call today, guys. This has to do with a product that we previewed at our last fly-in, and those who came to the fly-in actually got to buy our first lab run. I call it the lab run because it was just a short little run, but of the product. And those who have been using the product, the stories and the testimonials are really starting to come in. You know, there's always something about a product when you have it that you've got science behind it. There's always something that's kind of the first thing that people notice. Like with Thrive, the first thing people notice is better sleep. And one of the first things that we're starting to hear coming back in is odor control with our new product, Defend GS. Defend GS is an antimicrobial product that is backed by science. And, you know, I'm so grateful because those of you who were at the fly-in, we heard Andrew, who's the techie, the engineer behind the product, and he was giving us great information from a scientific standpoint. And then we had another gentleman that came up on stage, and his name is Scott Pace, and Scott came up and said, okay, I just got to tell you where, you know, and he and we had everybody going, okay, now we start to get what's really behind this product. So we are so fortunate today that Scott has joined us on the call this morning, along with Janine Diamond. Many of you know Janine, and they're very well educated on this product. And so we're going to have them talk a little bit about the product. If you want to send in questions, we'll try and get to as many of these as possible, but you can just send them to our texting service. So if you're a member of our texting service, you just hit that 96,000 number. It's not a real phone number. It's just a five-digit number, 96,000. You can send those texts, and we can get them from there, and we will relay those questions to Scott and or Janine. I want to make one little mention here. Because we are backed by science, sometimes it's really easy to take that science and say, well, if it works here, it must work here, if it does certain things. And so from a compliance standpoint, we're really trying to help you with this call today to say, here's what you can say about this product and what we know we can do from a safety perspective. And of course, we have all kinds of stories coming in, and that's the value of distributors out in the field. But Scott, you're on the line with us. I heard a little chuckle today. Are you there?
I'm here.
Hey,
welcome back to the beautiful USA.
Scott's been traveling to China working on some things for us. And Janine, are you there with us as well?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Oh, good.
So, Scott, when you got up and started talking about the product, you know, I think the lights really started to go on. And so can you kind of just give a quick overview? What is it that's behind, you know, what's the science from a layman's terms behind our product Defend GS from the home application? And what does that do? And what's the value of applying that science to our tests? Just kind of give an overview of what it's all about with Defend GS.
Well, layman terms is what I can definitely do. If we want to get too scientific, we got the wrong person on the phone. But real quickly and real simply, what Defend GS is doing is something that is very unique and has not been done essentially ever before. And and it all comes back down to a very patented way in which they are able to cut essentially any mineral down to any size we want. And to put that in perspective, what we're doing with Defend GS is absolutely very, very specific. And so what is in that Defend GS is we are cutting that gold, it's gold and it's silver, and we are cutting 100% pure, and again, this is where it's the layman terms, it's 99.999% to the 5 gold down to exactly 25 nanometers. And then we're cutting the silver down to exactly 8 nanometers. And again, to put that in perspective, no one else can do that. No one's been able to do that. It's a very complex and yet very scientifically proven method and patented that we're doing to do that with. But what that does is when you take elements and at different sizes, they do very specific things. And so when silver is at an 8 nanometer, which to give you, I mean, it's so tiny. It's you know, a hundredth the size of a hair. It's you have to see it on an actual super electron microscope. It's very small. But every one of those are cut down to the exact same size. They're actually cut down to what would look like a sphere to you and I, just a ball, a globe. And at that size, it does what they call a mechanical kill when it comes to bacteria. So bacteria is made up of a bunch of different sulfur bonds. And so what happens is those sulfur bonds are semi-attracted to that silver. They want to be by that silver. When they get near to that silver at that size, because it's so much smaller than what those sulfur bonds are and what that bacteria is, it essentially breaks those bonds apart and the sulfur dies or that bacteria dies and it can no longer reproduce, which is why when you're talking about how it's getting rid of the odor. You know, you and I, we can go to the gym, we can sweat, we can, you know, our body's getting rid of different, you know, fats and sugars as we're sweating. And then the bacteria eats that, enjoys that, survives on that. And that smell, that bad odor comes from the excrement of that bacteria. Well, when that stuff comes in contact with the Defend GS, It kills it. So it starts killing that bacteria before it really has a chance to grow and duplicate and, you know, vast quantities so you start making those smells. So one of the first things you do start noticing on that is the elimination of those bad odors. It won't, Defend GS will not get rid of every odor, right? It's not going to get rid of garlic. It's not going to get rid of the smell of the material. It's not going to get rid of you know, the roses outside, but what it does get rid of is it gets rid of that nasty BO smell, that nasty bacteria byproduct smell of those things duplicating because it's destroying that. And what's really cool about Defend GS, again, that makes it different than what everyone else is in the market, is it's a semi-permanent deal. As you spray that onto a light switch, for example, the way that this thing is produced, at the size that it is created, that gold is going to stay on that that light switch. That gold is cut and created in what they call a dendrite form, which essentially looks like a really cool snowflake at a very, very small size. And so that snowflake is going to attach itself to that light switch or to your tabletops or to your towel. And then the silver desperately, desperately wants to be gold's best friend. And so it's going to go into and it's going to lock into an alloy with that gold. And so it's never going to come off. We've got numerous tests of this stuff on a lot of different fabrics where there are 100-plus tests and none of it falls out. It doesn't come off, which, again, to a lot of your competitors and different other groups that are trying to do different things with silver, you'll find that they tell you you're not supposed to wash them or that you can't don't wash it or it's only good up to such amount of washings. I mean, this stuff is going to go on there and it's going to stay. And it's going to do an incredible job in destroying that bacteria. So the example that I used there at the fly-in was because of how this works, we could go on there with your Defend GS. You spray the gold on first, step one, spray that onto the light switch. Then you come back with step two, you spray that silver onto it. Those are now bonded. And if you came back and took a count of that light switch, which we have done numerous times, all third party, there's not going to be any bacteria left on that light switch. No MRSA, all those different things are going to be killed. They're going to be eradicated. They're going to disappear. But what really makes this really cool is from here on out now, I can walk in there and I can put a billion organisms of bacteria there on that light switch today, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. And if we want to test it again on Friday, it's going to be 100% clean. The other thing that I think needs to be talked about in this is that stuff is bonded to that light switch at an electron microscope size. So if I've got my sticky fingers, if I've got a bunch of little girls that are running around the house, if they're putting their chocolate hands on that light switch or whatever else, and because we've all seen that, right? There's smudges, there's there's sticky fingers on that. Underneath those sticky fingers, we're destroying all sorts of bacteria. But if something, if bacteria is trying to grow on top of that, it's still growing. So what that means is now, as opposed to getting out some nasty Clorox wipes or some heavy-duty cleaning agent to try to clear that up, we don't need to do that. You can legitimately take a washcloth with warm water, wipe that off, and everything is going to be destroyed there at that bacteria. So it eliminates a lot of harmful elements that we're putting into the atmosphere and so forth, as we're trying to kill different things as well by simply killing with water from here on out. Lastly, I know Janine pitched this real quickly. There's two other things that make us unique. One is silver and some of those other different things are used a lot to try to kill bacteria and be antimicrobial and so forth, but they do it differently. The way that they are all killing every one of those other products on the market, the way that they are all killing is what is known as they're releasing ions. So what's happened is they've taken that metal and they've made it unstable. And so it's almost eliminating ions and shooting those off kind of like a radiation type of a deal. And that's what's killing the bacteria. It does a good job doing that, but it is also harmful. It's a little bit risky in the fact that it's killing everything it comes in contact with, as well as things outside of what it's coming in contact with, both good, the bad, and so forth. Ours is not an ionic killing way. It's stable. It's not releasing any ions. That's why it's considered a non-ionic silver. And so in that sense, it's not destroying things through that radiation effect. What it's doing is it's killing things mechanically, meaning that it has to touch it, and as it touches it, it breaks those bonds, almost like taking scissors through them and cutting through it. And so those are kind of the things that really set Defend GS apart. One, we're the first and only group that can cut things down to an exact size. When you look at some of the other antimicrobial applications of silver and sulfur out there, you're looking at a variance of 10 nanoparticles, all the way 10 size nano, all the way up to 200 to 1,000. And they give you a range. Hey, our silver is within this range. We're cutting it down exactly because 8 is a size that absolutely goes out there and mechanically destroys bacteria. So cutting it down to that specific size, non-ionic, and with the gold and with the silver, it creates a semi-permanent attachment there. And that's why, you know, we encourage that as you use this every 30 days in a certain area, you're going to keep those areas 100% clean or safe, you know, from here and forth out. So what other questions did you have, Melin?
Well, so that's our spray. So we have our home application, which is, and we call it GS so they can remember what order to put it in, right? Gold first, silver
mm-hmm.
second.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just in distilled water. So one of the
Correct.
Questions that people have is, are there any surfaces that it can't be used on or that it wouldn't work on? But that would, my understanding is it would be anything that, if it can't have water on it, like maybe certain silks wouldn't be able to have water, but they can spray this on pillows, on their couch pillows, or any surface or fabric. Is that correct?
That's absolutely 100% correct. If you don't want it to, and again, like we've talked about, you don't need to drench it, right? It doesn't need to be soaking wet. It needs to have a little bit of that mist on there. So any material will be fine as long as that material is going to dry. There's nothing in it that's going to change the color. There's nothing in it that's going to adjust anything that way. So you will not see color changes. It will not make it sticky or tacky. It will not make it like how some things can get crunchy or whatever because there's that film or different things in it. None of that is going to affect it. There's actually, in layman terms, there is less silver in that gold in our Defend GS than there is silver in your drinking water. Does that make sense? So as crazy as that sounds, there's less silver in that than what is in your drinking water, than what's allowed to be in your drinking water, bottled drinking water. But the way that the silver is created and the way that it is evenly flowing through that distilled water and the way that it is going to go in there and attach and all those other things, that's what makes it special. That's what makes it powerful. So you're not putting a ton of this stuff on it. It's not going to be chunky or anything else like that. And actually, we were down there in China installing a handful of massive machines that are spraying every type of material out there, from dry fit type materials to some of the different satins and different, again, I don't know exactly why you wouldn't want water on certain silks, but I don't understand that, Melinda, but I'd be happy to figure that out. But aside from that, they're spraying everything out there, Melinda, and so it's fabrics will be great, counters are fine, you name it. If it can get a little bit wet, you're not gonna have a problem. So we spray it on electronics and all that.
Okay, so let's talk a little bit about the towels, because we also have coming up in our holiday catalog towels, and these have been commercially treated with the Defend GS treatment. And let's talk about the towels, because I think some people thought, well, do I have to use the special towel? You know, do I rub, once I spray it on my counter, do I rub it in with the special towel? And that, you know, I know we've made it pretty clear. You spray the gold on and let it dry. The home application is just let it dry. You don't swish it around. You just let it dry. But talk about the towels. Why is it important to have towels that have been commercially treated? What's the value there?
Well, a couple things. So on top of just killing the antibacterial, there's a lot of things that that these towels are going to do for you. And when it comes down to that chemical or the commercial treatment, gosh, give me a couple days, and I might be able to shoot you some videos of some of that machine and the way that commercial actually takes place. But what we're doing, that makes it a little bit different than what you could do. You could take your Defend GS right now, and you could apply it to washcloths and to your towels, and you're definitely going to start noticing the difference in the way that those come out of the wash, in the way that those are smelling over time. They'll just have, a fresher scent to them as bacteria and so forth is being eliminated from going on it. But on the commercial application, those are sprayed in a very controlled environment where we actually take 150 PSI with the nanoparticles, and we blast that in and through the towels. So when you and I are applying this at home to our towels with the Defend GS, we're going to be getting the surfaces. We're going to be getting into a lot of those, into a lot of different fibers there. But with the commercial treatment, it gets in and through every fiber all the way across the board. And so they're treated professionally. And so they're incredible. But not only do they affect the antibacterial growth on it, so you can use those to wipe up the counters, to dry the dishes, to do all the different things. While they're doing that, if they're coming into contact with any, you know, bacteria and so forth, they're helping to destroy that, and then they're not carrying that on into the dish rags and so forth, so you don't get those nasty smelling dish rags, even though you've washed them 2-3 times in the washing machine, they still got that funky smell to them. That's not going to happen here. Again, these will be, you know, fabric that you can throw in the dishwasher and not worry about. But at the end of the day, the other thing that this is able to do is they dry faster. There's a really cool deal because because the nanoparticles are so much smaller than water, they actually break up the water surface tension. Again, I don't know, unless you're a lot of other applications, we can talk about a lot of other products down the road that we could add here to the Limitless program. But they dry faster. So if they're hanging out to dry or you're throwing them in the washing machine, they'll dry significantly faster. Again, I'm trying to think of what else is really going to be affecting us here in the long and the short of it.
So like, for instance, if I use a towel, a kitchen towel, so oftentimes you use it, you're drying your dishes, you're doing over, and it's sopping wet, and you have to wait for it to dry. So even just air drying it will dry faster than
it should. Well, and especially, Malin, as we're looking at those, we were down there and doing some really cool stuff on the different fabrics. Your flour sack, is that what you call those flour cloth, flour sack?
Yeah.
Those should dry 50% faster than the traditional ones sitting right next to it. Because it breaks up that water surface tension, so it lets it start to evaporate. It lets it to dispense off the cloth significantly faster. I think we showed a couple videos, or at least one video there, on that, on a dry fit shirt, of how that the dry fit shirt that was sprayed with Defend GS, it dried in 8 minutes. The one that wasn't dried in 20 minutes. So almost, I mean, that's pushing, you know, two to three times faster. You're gonna have very similar results there on the cloth and on the fabrics.
Awesome.
But again, for me, the greatest thing about it is the anti odor. I can remember how many we've washed things off as a kid on our little dish rags, and all of a sudden we had to hurry and throw them in the sink. If we washed up milk, heavens, you knew that rag was gonna smell. You know, from here and for out, my mom would throw so many of these things away, even though we put them in the washing machine and ran them through the cycle three or four times. They would pick up those smells that you just couldn't get rid of, because there's a lot of things that your washing machine has a hard time breaking down at that very, very small level, where that's where this Defend GS infused towels won't have those problems here for the future.
That's so awesome. Okay, I want to come back to the light switch example. I love that example. If I don't just use water, what if I use soap and water to wipe down my light switch? Will that remove the gold and silver if I use soap and water?
You can literally use anything. You can use soap and water. You can use Clorox. You can use bleach. You're not going to be able to get it off. It's bonded there. It's tied itself into that. The only way you're going to get that off is with sandpaper. At the end of the day, whether it's on your, you know, if you've sprayed it on your carpet, or if you've sprayed it on your floor and you're mopping the floor, or you're vacuuming the rug, or whatever you end up using it on, you cannot peel it up. And so, no, absolutely, you can wash with Clorox wipes. You can wash with your soap and water. You can do whatever you want to do. You're not going to pull it up. But the powerful thing about it is, you don't have to necessarily use those things anymore. Again, I'm not saying that we're all going to start just using warm water and everything is going to be glorious, because we've still got those things in the back of our mind saying we've got to clean a certain way, and that's absolutely fine. The only way you're going to get rid of it is by essentially sandpapering it off, if that makes sense.
Okay, so if that's the case, we're recommending that people reapply every 30 days. Why are we recommending that they reapply?
Well, especially when you're not, when you're not putting it in on that commercial grade, when you're spraying that on, as great as we're trying to do, especially with, so when it's done on the commercial grade, like we talked about, there's 150 PSI coming out of that. And so what that does, that's able to actually shoot that, it doesn't even feel like water at that point. We use very, very high-end fine misters, and again, this is all in layman's terms, but you can run your hand right through that mister, and it comes out dry. Although there is water particles coming out, you cannot feel those. And so when we do apply with our water now, we're definitely going to do a good job of getting it in, but what you're going to start seeing at some small level is, as that evaporates, as that dries, it's going to go down to the deepest, darkest crevice that it can find on that light switch, or in that countertop, or in that shoe, or whatever you end up naming, whatever you're spraying that on. And so you're going to definitely see those great results, especially as it's first sprayed on. It's going to kill all that stuff. It's going to take care of it. But as you reapply that over every 30 days, or to the areas that you're worried about, I like to call it the hot, you know, your hot button areas, the areas that you're always worried about, the light switches, the remote control, the kids eating, what do you call that? I've got a little, what's my little kid eat off? The high chair. You know, just spraying those areas every 30 days is going to make sure that you're not just in the deepest, darkest crevices, but that you're over everything. Because as that dries, it goes into the deepest, darkest crevices, and sometimes we'll slide past just a little bit of that top surface. It's still going to do a lot of cleaning, and it's still going to, you know, kill everything to where you don't notice it. But if you apply that every 30 days, without question, it's going to do what you're looking for, and it's going to keep that at the high level.
The more times you make an application, the more solid you're getting every nook and cranny, right down to the nanoparticle size. You're getting that there's there's more and more layers that are giving that full coverage.
And there's more and more angles to hit that full coverage. And in honesty, I mean, you could probably stand there and spray that light switch every day for the next, you know, couple weeks and have a similar effect. But you don't need to do that. If you do that light switch once every 30 days, you're going to be in great shape.
Okay, great. I have a couple of questions here. So these are just quick. Is it safe on paint?
Yes. Again, anything that can get wet, it's safe on. Just like you would wipe that paint down with a warm wash rag, that's all you're doing. You don't need to over-soak things. It shouldn't be necessarily running and dripping down the thing. A fine mist is all it takes.
Okay. And
in
how
fact,
about,
it shouldn't be running down. It shouldn't be that wet that it's running, because then the particles they're running down the wall with it.
Yeah, they're going to hop into those drips and follow that down the line.
And you won't get that nice, even, okay? So if it's safe on paint, are there any metals that it would have an effect on, like a copper sink? Would it attach differently, or does that matter?
Nope, it's all going to attach the same. So again, obviously, if it's in the sink, it's distilled water, and very, very small nanoparticles that are built perfectly to attach to everything. And again, yeah, I don't know if I can even say this, but heavens, I spray it on myself all the time. My daughter, am I allowed to talk like this? Do I need to stop?
So let's talk about that, because here's a question. Is it safe for skin contact? And let me repeat what I understand, and then you can kind of fill in the cracks. It is safe because it's, you know, it's just minerals, it's natural components. Gold and silver. So it is safe, but we don't make
I know where we're going. So you're exactly right. It's 100% safe. In my opinion, and again, this is just Scott's opinion, so put a big asterisk next to Scott's opinion, but it is medically proven too. There's a lot of bad things about silver, especially the ionic silvers. They do problems, and again, everyone's got a grandma, and everyone knows somebody that drinks the colloidal silver and all that sort of stuff. That stuff does not come out of your system, okay? And it's because of the way it's cut down and broken up. It's all different sizes. It's got jagged edges. As you put that into your body, it's hard for your body to excrete that. That's what makes what this silver is significantly different. This silver is globes. They are perfect 8 nanometer globes. We can show you all the studies in which show all third party, hundreds of them, that if you get that on your system, if you get it in your system, if you use it, it excretes itself within 48 hours. Your body will naturally, because of the shape of it, get rid of it. So it doesn't keep it in the system. So it's 100% safe for the system. Now, that being said, I use it all the time. It's a great thing for, in my opinion, for wound care. I've got kids that have had MRSA issues and stuff in the past before this, and we all know how nasty MRSA can be. I've had a daughter that spent Easter Sunday in the hospital having a golf-sized MRSA thing pulled out of her on Easter Sunday that she got from the hospital. So when my kids have a wound, I'll spray this. My oldest daughter, she has significant problems with eczema. And the problem is the body is incredibly well at healing itself. We all know that. God made a really cool body, and it can heal itself, and it can do all sorts of really cool things. But the problem is a lot of times bacteria gets in the way and starts to slow that stuff down. And so my daughter with her eczema, if she gets really bad areas, I will spray her with that, because that bacteria is trying to affect that dryness of the skin, and it makes it that much harder for her body to heal. And, I mean, she shot me a text message while I was in China, because she had a whole area on her leg that was really bad with eczema. I sprayed that one side of her leg, and she shot me this text message when I'm down there in China. She's like, "Dad, where'd you put the Defend GS? I need more. The one area on my leg is perfect, but my body's broken out in the other areas. I need to spray the rest of my body." So it's 100%. I'm using it. Me and Andrew around it all day long. There was a funny thing. We were down there in China as we were building some of these different machines and so forth for these major for this major manufacturing fabric plant, so we can spray the towels and do all that sorts of stuff. And we're walking through customs, and the lady's looking at the gold and silver and saying, "What is this?" And we're trying to explain to her in our awesome Chinese that it is mineral water, and she didn't understand. And so there's Andrew drinking a sip out of every bottle that we had there. It's safe. And so it's not going to have any adverse effects on the body or on the family.
Okay. So that being said, it is safe, team. However, we will not be able to make any claims towards that.
No,
nope, so
there's no scientific proven claims on this.
Advertising this, do not make those claims, because what we don't want to do is have any kind of a government agency at this point in time say, you can't make those claims, or if you are, you're a drug, and we just certainly don't want to do that. We have the science. You can feel comfortable that it's safe, and obviously, you know, Scott feels that it is so safe, he's willing to use it with his daughter, but we don't make any body claims and won't until we have the science that can prove that. And so,
and that is being done at this moment, right? I mean, those tests, all that stuff, and I guess that's kind of where I'm coming from is, again, I know the science behind it, but the government has so many different regulations and so many different, like what you're saying, that until we can come out there, we can't make these claims until they check the right box. Well, it's not always easy to get them to check the right box, even though we've presented so much mountainous of evidence. But until that box is checked, you're right, we can't say this. And so I'm just expressing this as, again,
exactly,
big asterisk next to Scott, that it is 100% safe. There's no issues with it. But yeah, let's not start treating this for every ailment out there yet.
Yeah, let's keep it to the science, but know that it is safe. It is absolutely safe. So that is great. So we've talked odor control, cooling, antibacterial, and for your fabrics and your surfaces, there is also a UV protection also with this application, so that, like, for instance, I have a lot of windows in my place, and, you know, they are subject to that damage from UV rays. My fabrics get, you know, they get faded and all that. You can also use this for UV protection on your surfaces and textiles, correct?
Yes, correct. Again, I don't know. This is where Andrew would be better on the phone than me. I don't know the exact percentages on what that is doing to protect that, but it absolutely is. We've got numerous tests, because what happens is again, we're dealing with an 8-nanometer silver, right? Well, light rays are rolling in your light waves. They're in the 20s through 30, I believe, is what the size of that light wave is. And so when it comes into that 8-nanometer, it blocks it, it displaces it. It makes it change, just like a prism does. And so it takes out a lot of those harmful UV rays. Again, even kind of back to the safety, there's a whole line that's being tested right now that does some really cool stuff that you can legitimately just spray this on your skin, and it's a sunblock. And, you know, after the 48 hours, it's off the body, it's gone. But what it does is now you're not having to put those zincs and a lot of those other nasty chemicals that are in your sunscreens, again, that we don't even realize are bad for us, but they're not good for you, all that stuff in those sunscreens. And so that blocks the UV to the fact that you're not getting sunburned in most cases. So it's there's a lot of different other things that are coming down the pipe, I think, is the best way to say it. But no, it will absolutely affect and protect a lot of the different fabrics and keep things a lot more color rich than without it.
Awesome. Well, Scott, thank you. I know we've gone a little bit over today. We usually really are holding this call to 30 minutes, and I know you were only planning on being on till 12:30, but it's just such an exciting product to learn about, so we really appreciate you there. Janine, do you have any bow you want to tie around this before we announce our winner? We're going to do a drawing for those who submitted questions.
Yep, I just wanted to say, this is everything we've talked about today is just the tip of the iceberg, and there's so many exciting things, like Scott said, coming down the pike. You know, I've known Scott and Andrew for a lot of years. I trust them both fully. We've done some other things together, and when I found out about this product, and of course I've known Stephen Malin for even more years than that, it just seems like the perfect marriage, bringing all of us together to provide this to all of your distributors. And they've got something here that is really unique and incredible, and I think as time goes forward, everyone will definitely see that. But we're excited for what the future holds as far as this product is concerned. So.
Well, great. Well, thanks to both of you for joining us. And I know, Scott, you were up for 36 hours and then finally were able to crash when you got home from China. And I know you probably just barely got up. So thank you so much for joining us on the call today. And we're going to do a drawing for a person. And, boy, these are like gold, no pun intended, to get one of our packages of Defend GS, the home application spray, and a set of our kitchen towels. but we have one left that we're going to send to as a drawing for the person who we draw for sending in questions. So let's go ahead and draw a name out of there. Akeisha, pick the name out of the hat.
Peggy Stoltz.
Peggy Stoltz, you will be getting shipped out, hopefully today, first thing tomorrow morning, one of our combo packs of Defend GS and our pre-treated towels. So congratulations. Again, we...
Yay, Peggy.
our goal is to have this product available on Black Friday, the day after Thanksgiving, which would be November 25th. And so we're excited to be able to have that product available. And we are putting in the back office a bulk order form. Now, this is a form. We're trying to figure out how much product to air freight in, because we're going to make sure we have product there for Black Friday. But we are allowing people to order some bulk orders of this. So if you order five of the combo packs, this is for combo packs, then we will send you one extra towel set with those five combo packs. That's combo packs of the spray and the towels. If you order 10 combo packs, then we will give you one additional combo pack. Now, this is an order form in the back office that will be getting posted. We don't know the last day that we'll be able to take these bulk orders. We're only doing this as a special pre-getting the release out there, so it's a short period of time for those that want to order bulk. We will take your orders by paper. We will not charge your credit card until we are ready to process the order and ship it out. Our goal is to be able to ship that to you the day before Thanksgiving so you get a head start on Black Friday. And so if you want to take advantage of that, please go into the back office. You will find that bulk order form. Right now, the deadline to get those turned in is November 1st. But if we can extend it out, we absolutely will and still get those products in time for you. So with that, let's go ahead and take it off mute. Again, thank you for letting us have a little bit longer call today. And let's take it off mute and see where everybody's calling in.